Good morning. In the Bible, there's a story about a wee boy who offered Jesus his sardine sandwiches, his loaves and fish. And with them, Jesus performed the miracle of feeding 5,000 people. We do not have to do miracles, that's Jesus' job. But he has chosen to work together with us and to need our loaves and fish. We are honoured to be his hands and feet and voice, his human agents. There's also a story in the Bible about a paralysed man who was carried to Jesus on his mattress by his friends. They loved their pal and they trusted Jesus to do him a miracle. We bring people to Jesus when we bring them to church, when we speak about them, when we speak about Jesus to them, when we pray for them. Just as we breathe in and out, so we bring the needs of the world to God in prayer and take the grace of God to the needs of the world in practical service. That's the rhythm of life. We also bring people to Jesus when we lower them down at the cemetery. Put another way, we are used by Jesus like catalytic converters, devices and car exhausts that cut pollution. The church is God's catalytic converters in salt coats or wherever, mitigating the pollution of sin, filtering out the bad things, converting bad into good, and improving the atmosphere in which we all live. Trees are nature's catalytic converters, taking in harmful carbon monoxide and putting out helpful oxygen. Humans are the opposite. We take in oxygen and put out pollution. We do the converting not in grand schemes, but in little ways, like giving a smile, a hug, an encouraging word, a touch, tender loving care. The archetype and role model of this is Jesus himself, the catalytic converter. He came as the good shepherd, the good Samaritan, the friend, the saviour of the world. Not in grand gestures, not in the limelight, not using mass communication, making a big splash. He just came to Nazareth, the back of beyond in the first century, living as a joiner, touching the lives of local people in a small 10 square mile area. But he changed individual lives, and those changed lives went on to change the world.